Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine. Here it goes, from here, from UBC, right to your house, car, or wherever you're headed out this morning. Yes, folks, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that's right there, Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine. Time for us to listen to Illuminers. Here goes Illuminers, Jorge.
Trying to do it right. Hey! I've been living a lonely life. Hey! I've been sleeping here instead. Hey! I've been sleeping in my bed. Hey! Sleeping in my bed. Hey! So show me family. Hey! All the blood that I will bleed. Hey! I don't know where I belong. I don't know where I went wrong, but I can write a night is lighter than it's you would lead me to believe, which leads me to believe. You make everything glorious. You make everything glorious. Yeah, you make everything glorious. And I am yours. What does that make me? My eyes are small, but they have seen the beauty of enormous things, which leads me to believe there's light enough to see all that. You make everything glorious. You make
distance, I'm right there. If you get lonely, give this song another listen. Close your eyes, listen to my voice, it's my disguise. I'm by your side. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. What you do to me. Hey there, Delilah. I know times are getting hard, but just believe me, girl, someday I'll pay the bills with this guitar. We'll have it good. We'll have the life we knew we would. My word is good. Hey there, Delilah, I've got so much left to say. If every simple song I wrote to you would take your breath away, I'd write it all. Even more in love with me, you'd fall. We'd have it all. Oh, it's what you do to me. A thousand miles seems pretty far, but they've got planes and trains and cars. I'd walk to you if I had no other way. Our friends would all make fun of us, and we'll just laugh along, because we know that none of them have felt this way. Delilah, I can promise you that by the time we get through, the world will never ever be the same, and you're to blame. Delilah, you be good and don't you miss me. Two more years and you'll be done with school, and I'll be making history like I do. You'll know it's all because of you. We can do whatever we want to. Hey there, Delilah, here's to you. This one's for you. What you do to me, oh, 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 oh.
Yes, yes, folks, right now you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM with your main man, DJ Abraham, on the air right now, giving you the morning jam. The morning jam, folks. And I told you, folks, we're going to get a live guest in. I think I said it last week. I said we're going to have a live guest this week. Guess who's in town, folks? You know, your friend, your good friend. I'll let him introduce himself, man. My lips, my words, it's not good enough for the introduction, man. It's going to come out through my main man right now. Kyle Cardigan is in the house right now.
What? Hi, Abraham.
How you doing, my man? What's up?
A little bit tired.
Yeah, why are you so tired, man? Why are you so tired? I see Z's just popping out of you right now, yeah?
Oh, well. Oh, I just can't sleep.
Oh,
know?
Yeah? Why can't you sleep?
Well, I was actually working on some music.
Oh, yeah? Tell us about that.
Well, I just finished an EP.
Oh, yeah? What's an EP? I'm not the most brightest guy, but I do no radio.
Oh, you're a bright guy. Don't
I hope so. I hope so.
An EP is like a short album. It's shorter than a full album, but longer than a single.
Oh, okay. Longer than a single. Isn't a single only one song?
Yeah. I think I'm working on my next project.
Yeah?
It's actually online now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
So, On SoundCloud.
Can you tell us the website? Is it SoundCloud?
SoundCloud.com/Kyle Cardigan, I think.
Kyle Cardigan, okay. That's something to remember. And you're telling me about working on this album, right?
Yes.
And you did an EP, it's called? EP, right? Can you tell us the process of that? I hear from a lot of musicians, it's not even easy, because even picking the songs you're gonna choose and... picking the song you're going to choose, you guys choose the best songs and so forth. And so, it's like a draining time process. Yeah. Keeping people up at nighttime like zombies.
I had a lot of trouble with picking, narrowing it down to 4 or 5 songs.
Yeah.
I would choose a couple and say, oh yeah, these are perfect for the EP. Now this is going to be a good mix. And then I'm working on it like day and night, mixing it down, re-recording it. And then I'm like, no, I don't think that's going to be on the EP. And so I put that aside, and then I choose a different song. And then I go back to mixing it, remixing, and then recording it and re-recording it. And it's just, I don't know if I'm going to keep that one.
Mm.
I think I'm going to go back to the one that I was working on before. And I think the finished project, the product is something I'm happy with, though, and I hope other people will be happy.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They're gonna listen to it soon. But, I was all the way. I actually went this place not to... I think on Wednesday last week. Yeah, Wednesday last week. I went all the way to Maple Ridge. It takes forever. I'm not doing it again. The last time I did it was last year. I usually do once or three times a week to perform comedy for the people there and at a venue. And there was a guy there. I usually see him in Vancouver, and he's some hey Abraham, right? And then on my way leaving the place, I always have to walk very far to get to the bus stop, right? Head back to Vancouver, right? Lower Mainland. Is that part of the Lower Mainland?
Yep.
It is, right?
Yep.
Yeah, to head back to Vancouver, right? And I'm heading back, and then this guy, he say, hey, buddy, Abraham, get in the car. So we get into this, is it like a, not SUV, right? The other thing, that boy is like a house inside. What do they call that? Trailer. It's like a trailer. That's what they call it. Trailer. Motorhome. Yeah, motorhome. Right. He takes me to the back, and you see all the CDs he has, right? Because he's a musician, right? And it's like he set it up, right? All of a sudden, he's showing me this equipment. And he's telling me all the amount of work you have to put to create to make sure, like, because he has a new album coming out, right? And I was surprised with the amount of instrument, with the amount of work you have to put to just make sure, like, the CD comes together. And he was even saying he still doesn't know what to do. And the amount of re-recording, that's very funny. re-recording, like, has to do.
Yeah.
It's, like, excessive. Yeah, I was hearing from him, and I was shocked. And sometimes he was saying that you could, with the recording and pre-recording, you could play around with, you could be talking and stuff like that, and then you could lose a drum instrument, and then you could put a drum instrument.
Yeah,
you could play around.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. I find that so unbelievably interesting.
Well, I guess nowadays it's so easy to do it with, by digital means.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I recorded my CD.
Yeah.
Back in the day, you'd have to get all your band members together, and you'd have to practice so it's tight, and you'd walk into the studio and you just lay it down, and it's so it's perfect. But now you have the ability to go in and you can record one instrument until you think it's perfect, and then you can record another instrument until you think it's perfect, vocals, whatever you want, and then you can mix it down, you can adjust the volume, add different effects to it.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty amazing what you can do now.
Yeah, yeah.
From, like, your own computer at home.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, when he was talking about it, I was like, wow, it's very interesting. I was mind blown based on, you know. But because of that, I think that's where the tedious come. Because the more stuff you could do, the more creative you want to be. The more you're not satisfied with the work. In fact, it's impossible to be satisfied with the work.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, I'm happy with what I got with the EP that's out, but
yeah.
I know that I'm always going to hear things like,
for sure.
I don't like that half a second there. This, I could have fixed that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's never going to be perfect.
It's never going to be perfect because of the technology that's out there, that it makes you feel like you could do more, or, you know, you could play with this more, or you're off the time here.
Yeah, I don't know if it's so much the technology for me, at least personally, but
yeah.
It's just, I guess on an artistic level, it's like you're always your own worst critic, because you're always...
Oh, for sure, for sure.
All you can hear, for me as a musician, all I can hear is, what's wrong with it? What's wrong with it?
Yeah.
What can I fix?
But you know what I'm saying? I'm saying if the technology wasn't there, right? It's like you have to leave it alone. But because you could do so much more, right? You want to tweak this and then tweak that and then tweak that. All of a sudden, you're nuts. I do the same thing with jokes, right? Yeah. You could go nuts off that because you could just keep building punchline. And, you know, like, yeah, you could really do nuts stuff with that for sure. I can only imagine a musician where, like, you know, you know the, like, the sounds could actually be there. Like, stuff could actually be done before you think. And I don't know if I'm saying it proper. Like a comedian, you have to sit down and think and try to come up. This is like, here's the tool. Play around with it. So you keep on playing. Yeah. I would be driven nuts. My hair would fall off.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised I still have hair. That's why I love the hats, though, because I'm prepared.
Oh, yeah, I like your hat. I like your hat. I like when you wear the vest. I mean, is that the cardigan? That's a cardigan that you wear sometimes, right?
Yeah.
With the hat. That's my cardigan when he comes into the building. Yeah, man. Yeah. No, pretty interesting. So, you know, let's play one of your... You know, in fact, we're going to play all, because I want to listen to all of them and tell you which one I really like the best, and I'm going to let you introduce it. Which one you want to introduce, my man? All
right, so we may as well just go from the top. So,
top, oh, yeah.
This one's called She's a Geek. It's kind of a pop rock sound. Got a pop rock sound to it, and I hope you like it. You can take it away.
Amen. Here it goes on CITR 101.9 FM.
I've got a girlfriend. She's got the most beautiful face. She's got comic books aplenty, and she keeps a D20 in her handbag just in case. Before I met her, I was such a negatron. But one day she came around and turned my life upside down, and I've been Optimus Prime from that day on. I still remember our first fight. We screamed and we yelled at first. Though she put episode 4 in her VCR just to prove that Han shot first. She's a geek. She got me on a roller coaster. She's a geek and all my base I belong to her. Perfect, but I believe she's perfect for me. When we're talking about our life and how I want her as my wife, while we watch Firefly on DVD, it's not always easy. Sometimes it gets pretty hard, like the time that we weren't speaking, cause she wouldn't stop believing Kirk is better than Picard. But when my day's been all fracked up, she doesn't get alarmed. She makes me chicken wings, and we watch Lord of the Rings till we're asleep in each other's arms. She's a geek. She got me on a roller coaster. My base I belong to her. I think I love her. A love like ours is hard to find. Better than True Heart and Tracy, Peter Parker and Gwen Stacy, and Batman and Robin combined. She's a geek. She got me on a roller coaster. She's a geek and all my base I belong to her. She's a geek.
So the question I'm going to ask, and I think the people right now who's listening to you right now is going to ask this question. Who's the geek?
Actually, when I wrote this
tell us about the geek.
Well, the girl doesn't exist. Well, not. I didn't write about anybody specific.
Yeah.
It was just more me venting out about, like, well, not maybe not venting out, but putting a lot of this. I'm a big fan of pop culture, so it was ended up all that stuff being thrown into one song.
Yeah.
Of course, that always pop culture ends up in pretty much all of my songs.
Yeah.
That was one of the first ones where I really started to get that out of my system.
Yeah.
And then I found out that it doesn't leave my system because that's just kind of who I am. I'm just.
You're a geek?
Yeah.
I'm not the. What's a geek? What's actually a geek?
Well, I guess it's someone who's a fan of certain pop culture aspects, be that film or like video games. I guess to a certain extent, art, comic books, mostly pop culture stuff.
Yeah. I'm raising my hand. I'm a geek too. Yeah. No, that's pretty interesting. And you're a fan of pop culture, right? And stuff like that. Yeah. So what else do you follow in pop culture?
Oh, I follow a lot of things. I can't say everything. But there's a lot out there that just really
tell us some stuff.
Oh, I mean, you can go from stuff that's really mainstream, like Star Wars, for example.
Yeah.
Star Trek.
Star Trek.
There's like, for example, Star Wars, there's that classic good versus evil kind of fight against the power theme that's going on. And I guess growing up with stuff like that, it's.
Yeah. I have a brother who likes those stuff. Yeah.
And like, Star Trek has always been.
Yeah, my brother's nuts for that. Star Trek, right? Yeah. He likes that. He likes Deep Space Nine. That's the similar thing?
Yeah.
And Babylon 5.
Babylon 5 was different.
That's different. Explain this stuff. I never knew this stuff, man.
Babylon 5, I'm not as well versed in.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's the difference between Babylon 5, Deep Space Nine? Star Trek.
Star Trek and Deep Space Nine are the same, like, universe. Like, their characters cross over. A lot of the same stuff, a lot of the same themes appear. Babylon 5, I just never really got into it. It was just
got weird heads.
For me, it was. Devoting my time to. Of course, this was before you could just watch everything on the internet.
Yeah.
Which means I have no excuse right now.
Yeah. Me too, man. I'm on your team.
I guess between the two, I would always watch. I'd watch Star Trek over Babylon 5, so I never really got into it.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Maybe I will one day.
Yeah, for sure. I never really got time to watch that, but my brother used to watch it a lot, man. He loved it. Like, he's actually into it a lot. I was more into basketball and stuff like that.
Yeah, basketball's fine. I mean, you can like what you like, as long as you.
Basketball injured my knee. Injured my knee.
Sorry about that.
Injured my knee. Yeah.
But you can still, as long as you're doing what you like.
Yeah, for sure.
You're not being forced to be someone you're not. If what you love is Star Trek and someone's making you play basketball, for example, that's not right.
Yeah, for sure.
If you love basketball, it's fine that you don't like that you don't know Star Trek because
I wish I got into it. Yeah. Big time. I think if I watched it now, right, I would actually like it. Yeah. Because it's interesting. It's an interesting show. It's different. Very different, right? Out of a lot of shows, they're in space, right?
Yeah.
And so which one is with the blind guy with that cool...
That was Star Trek The Next Generation.
Oh!
That was LeVar Burton.
Yeah, that guy's pretty cool. Yeah. You know, and...
He's the Reading Rainbow guy.
Reading Rainbow. I used to watch that show a lot. You used to watch it too?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, my mom... Do you remember this one, Wishbone?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember Wish.
Yeah, yeah, with the dog.
The dog, and he'd be like reenacting those classic novels.
Yep, yep, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's pretty cool stuff. That's pretty cool. There's not a lot of that on television anymore.
Yeah, no. I mean, I've got a sister. She's 9.
Yeah.
She's gonna be turning 10, I guess, next month.
Yep.
But I don't know. I've been like watching the. I take care of her, so I watch the shows that she's watching. I'm like, oh boy.
Yeah, yeah, you know, sir.
Shows these days are just not very educational.
No, it's like, gone. It's gone,
kids,
man.
Treat the kids like they're stupid or something.
Big time. I'm happy.
It's,
yeah.
Matched with the level of education that they're giving kids these days, but I, you know.
Yeah, you know, sir. I'm happy I was able to get the Wishbone stuff, man. Or I don't know if I'll even know my ABCs right now.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. The stuff out there, I don't even know, man. But, yeah, I know. It's pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. Yeah, yeah. You want to go to the next song?
Oh, yeah, sure. And it's funny that we were talking about Star Trek because the next one on my CD is called Make It So.
Yeah?
And it's a love song, but...
I love love songs, man.
It's got a lot of Star Trek stuff in there.
Oh, yeah?
Especially if you're a Next Generation fan, it goes out to those people.
Hope you know my love is true. So if there's something I can do to show that I'll be good to you, I will make it so. If there is a place you know where exotic plants and creatures grow, you and I can boldly go. I will make it so. I will make it so. I will make it so. You're my number one. You ought to know. I will make it so. If one day you set your eyes on dreams you want to realize, I'll support your enterprise. I will make it so. And on those dark and rainy days when everything seems out of place, I'll stand by you and won't be faced. I will make it so. I will make it so. I will make it so. You're my number one. You ought to know. I will make it so. And when the chips are down, I will be around and we'll face whatever they bring on. And when the day is done, I wanna be the one to whom you cling on. When the night is out, flash that certain smile. I know resistance is futile, so I will make it so. I will make it so. I will make it so. You're my number one. You ought to know. I will make it so. You're my only one, you ought to know.
Wow, folks. Listen, CATR 101.9 FM, and that right there was Kyle Cardigan, Make It So. Tell us about the process, the process for, you know.
The recording process?
Yeah, recording process and stuff like that.
It starts with the writing.
Yeah, the writing.
There's no songs and there's no recording. It's just me messing.
And the editing, too. Oh, my God, man.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about it right now. It's starting to get, you know, headaches.
I didn't sit down and write. I didn't say, oh, I'm going to write an EP. Like, these are mostly older songs. Especially She's a Geek and Only in Dreams, which I guess we'll listen to later on.
Yeah, so, okay. These are older songs, right? And all you did is spend time, like, putting it together, right?
Yeah.
With the musical and thing. So, plus that and the time to write? That's a lot of work, Kyle Cardigan.
Writing comes natural to me, though.
That's good for you, man. I used to have that.
I used to feel like, oh, I haven't written a song in a while, like, and then try to force myself to, and then everything that comes out is garbage.
That's true. So true.
And then one day I'll be like, oh, usually it's when I'm sleeping and it's like, oh, I got to get up early in the morning. And then right around 4 o'clock, I'll be like, that's the song.
4 o'clock in the morning, right? Yeah. That happens to me.
I have to wake up and I have to write it down and I have to play it 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 and write it down and just. Get it in my head or else I'm going to lose it.
Yeah. But people, if they see that, think you're nuts. Some of you think I'm nuts.
That's fine.
I don't care. I think to be an artist.
I'm the first person to tell you I'm nuts.
Me and Kyle Carter were crazy people. I agree too. So you wake up in the morning and you start playing.
Well, it's not really. For me, it's not a choice. It's like, okay, it isn't in a sense, but if I don't get up and write this down, I might be losing something.
Excellent. Yeah.
It could be good.
Mm-hmm.
It's all real for me. I don't go and like, oh, I'm going to go write a hit song today. What do people want to hear?
Yeah.
And
I heard something like you shouldn't do that, right? You shouldn't give people what they want to hear or else, because if you start doing that, you lose your own individuality. You lose your own personal kind of songs, right? What stuff means to you?
This stuff is always gonna. If ever you hear anything from me, it's going to be authentic. It's going to be something that I actually feel. It's going to be something that's a genuine thought that's coming from me. It's never going to be, I'm going to write a song. Let's sing it. Popping bottles in the club? Yeah.
Popping bottles in the club in early morning? At Whistler.
No, I'm never gonna think. Oh yeah, that's personal and close to me. You know,
yeah.
Popping bottles in the VIP. That's important. I think the people need to hear this because they've never heard this before. Yeah. I'm never gonna think that. I'm sure it's someone out there will. Yeah. They can do that if they'd like.
Yeah.
And if they love it and they want to pursue that. I say go ahead because that's your thing.
Yeah, but then you always have the question: how many people is actually their thing? Because you get a lot of that after a while. You get saturated with that same. Like if you listen to a lot of music today, all the same thing. You know, the same boring thing. It's like you want to know: is this really originality, or this is just what someone thinks is original? But in their head, they just got so used to seeing this. And you know what I mean? Like, and then they feel like it's original, but it's not original. You see the same thing. It's like music. If you go into any musical radio station, I'm telling you, stay on 99, stay on CITR 101.9 FM. Don't go anywhere. But if you do, right? Same music.
Yeah.
Within an hour, you could hear the exact same almost music if you go to another one, right? They play actually the same thing, the same repetitive. I'm not saying she's a bad singer, but yeah, there's a lot of Rihanna. It's the same thing that, you know, Katy Perry and Lady Gaga.
I understand that. And, there's a place for it, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's just not me.
Yeah.
I'm never going to fit in with that.
Yeah. That's what makes you unique, in my opinion. And, yeah, I'm unique, special. Though, you know, you know, if you think about it, the ones that keeps playing those stuff, right? I'm not trying to bring anyone down. I'm saying they could easily be replaced, right? It's not too long, you know, couple years, you see another one, and that's what you do see in the music industry.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? That's what you do see. The one that is very different, you know, with the mix, they usually have a longer career.
Yeah. And see, this is why they have a longer career, but who knows how, I guess, how financially successful they're going to
be. Yeah.
That's how I know I'm not really going to be that financially successful.
No, you'll be. Trust me. You keep doing your stuff. Abraham will be your agent. I'll talk. They haven't seen me talk, man. I'll tell them, you better sit down. You better pay my guy the millions, man. He's my main man, Kyle Cardigan. Don't let me get crazy up on you and send you to Whistler and start drinking bottles. I tell you, I'm crazy. But, yeah. yeah, no, that's pretty interesting. Yeah, we were talking about the process for, can you elaborate a little bit more about the process and also people who helped you out to get it done. I heard this from someone. They were saying that all those stuff is all you. There's not even a band.
Yeah, all the tracks on the EP are all performed by me, written by me, mixed and mastered. So all the mistakes you can blame on me.
man, these are special mistakes. Mistake that lead to a golden nugget.
But yeah, I did record all these on my own, and I guess I kind of like the freedom of it, but I'm looking forward to playing with a band. I've already got a couple of members who are on board.
You're looking forward to playing with a band?
Yeah.
Wow. This is a difference, then.
Just, you know, there are some places out there, you know, like open mics are nice, but then they expect a certain kind of sound for you to have, and some of my stuff just doesn't fit.
But you seem to do pretty well, folks. Every time I see this guy, every time I'm fortunate to see this guy live at the Wire Monk, you seem to do pretty well there.
Well, I enjoy it.
Yeah,
like it's music, so it's kind of hard for me not to enjoy.
Yeah,
it. But it's just getting out there and trying different things and kind of expanding on what I'm doing in the live music, I guess, arena here in Vancouver, and maybe beyond. That would be nice. Yeah, but I've got a drummer and a person who plays bass. I don't know, I have a hard time saying, oh yeah, this is my drummer and my bassist, because really they're pals first. So I've got a guy's name's Tiger.
Tiger, yeah.
He's been playing drums for me.
Yep.
He just got a new drum set, so congrats to him.
Congrats to my main man, Tiger.
And
you gotta protect that drum set.
And my friend John also played. I heard you play some of his stuff on the radio.
Oh yeah, for sure. John Federico, you're talking about.
Federico.
He's part of the band too.
Yes, he plays bass with me.
Oh wow.
I have a hard time saying people play for me because that makes it sound like a job.
Yeah.
But I hope that.
No, I do.
I hope that it's an enriching experience for them, and it's just I want it to be always playing with and never playing for.
I'll tell you right now, it's good. Just talking to you right this morning is quite enriching. So just spending time with you right now is quite enriching. And I tell you, if you weren't here, I don't even know what I'd be doing on the show. I'd probably fall back asleep. Probably get myself a little whiskey for Whistler. Nah, I'm playing, man. But so John plays. He's part of the band too.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, he's talented, and you folks really who are actually listening.
Yeah.
He's always getting complimented on his bass work, but he's a very accomplished singer-songwriter.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's got a CD out.
Yeah, I think I'll play some of that later on. And
Conscious Free?
Yeah, yeah. Conscious Free.
It's a good CD, and it's on Bandcamp, so you can pick that up on there. My EP is actually going to be available for download as soon as I can arrange it.
Yeah.
It'll be available on CD Baby, and so through that, I suppose, things like iTunes and whatnot. So you'll be able to pick it up from quite a few sources. Also, if you want, you could always come and see me live somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Check out my website, kylecardigan.com, where I'll be listing my shows. Come say hi. I'll be selling the EP for $3. Yeah. Or you could tell me a cool story, and I'll probably just give it to you for that.
Yeah, that would be pretty interesting. You know, let's introduce the third song. I mean, no, we're going to choose the last one, only in Dreams.
Okay, you want to listen to Only in Dreams?
I want to listen to that.
I just want to, like...
That's the one you like?
I like it. I like it.
That's the one you don't really like?
Oh, it's my...
You told me there's something happening in the studio right now.
Well, if by request, yeah, we'll skip that. We'll skip the third one. We'll go to Only in Dreams. This is one of the rare songs that doesn't have a lot of pop culture references, and it's a song I imagine myself singing when I'm a lot older.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like how old?
Oh, I don't know.
95, and you're still able to do jumping jacks?
64.
Travel from far to hear me sing songs and play my guitar, throw their fists in the air as they all sing along, every word, every lyric to every song. But now it seems time is just passing me by. I can't catch a break, and I wonder why I'm sitting here strumming, conveying my fear that I'm singing the songs no one will hear. Oh, whoa, oh, only in dreams. One day a novel I'd write, it'd be thrilling and charming and full of insight. Folks would flock to the libraries and the bookstores, read it cover to cover and be begging for more. But in all honesty, these paperback dreams are all meant to be torn up and ripped at the seams. My prose is for naught, and I know that indeed that I'm writing the stories no one will read. Oh, 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 indeed. Once dared to dream that I would find love, a blessing, a godsend sent from above. I'd give her my heart, and in turn she'd be the only thing in this world I'd ever need. But love is for everyone except for those who deserve it and crave it and need it the most. If this much is true, it explains the fact why I'm loving the one who can't love me back. Oh, 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 only in dreams. Thank you.
you know what it's like when you take the mic and sing to an emptying room? Folks move across the floor as they head toward the door. You call to them, please come back soon. Now no one is here, the room is clear, and the place, it sounds like a tomb. And boy, don't I know, that's how it goes when you sing to an emptying room. Do you know what it's like when you take the mic and sing to an emptying room? Folks move across the floor, and as they head toward the door, you call to them, please come back soon. Now no one is here, the room is clear, and the place, it sounds like a tune. But boy, don't I know, that's how it goes when you sing to an empty room. Do you know what it's like when you take the mic and sing to an empty room? You told everyone you know to come to your show, but they're far too busy. Clear, and the place, it sounds like a tomb. But boy, don't I know, that's how it goes when you sing to an empty room. When you sing to an empty room.
Well, folks, we're back. Well, before that.
Hi. Boo. You too.
So what else is new, Kyle Carding? Oh, yeah, hold on, Kyle. Hold on. Something up. Folks, did you smell what I was smelling? Did you puff while I was booing? I'll tell you this, folks. There's another song. Where'd that song come from?
Well, I guess it's kind of my gift to the people who choose to buy the CD.
Oh, yeah? That's like a bonus track?
A bonus track, yeah. I kind of threw that in there. It's actually dedicated to all the different musicians who are out there who know what that's like to go to a venue and there's nobody there, and you still
it's kind of
awkward, but you know you're there and you do it because you love it. And
yeah,
that's just my
when there's no one there. Yeah. You better get used to that if you want to, you know, a performer. There's nights when there's no one there.
Yeah,
pretty interesting, and yeah, you know what? Yeah, let's play a little bit of a John Federico song. And
sure.
He's your bass. He's the bass player and stuff. Or?
He's my friend, but he plays bass with me.
Yeah, and you go a lot of time to his open mic, right?
I do. I try to go whenever I can.
But how do you guys? How did you meet him? How did you?
Well, a lot. Oh, what was that? I guess. almost three years ago, I was running an open mic kind of thing, and he was one of the guys who walked in, and we discovered he was an amazing musician, and over time we just turned into a good friend. I'm actually very lucky to have him play bass with me, because aside from being a good friend, he's also an amazing bassist.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Anybody will tell you that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. So he takes great pride in his work, too, right? A lot of great pride in his work. But before we play John Federico's song, I promise I have to do some commercials, and I'll do some commercials, and then I'll play one song, and then we'll go get back to talking, and then we'll play John Federico's song. So please, folks, don't go anywhere. You listen to CITR 101.9 FM.
You never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen, and then get riding.
Vroom, vroom, vroom. I used to have a bike, folks. But not anymore. Hi. Oh man, I laughed. That's too funny, man. That's like a punchline, man. A deadly punchline. But
I'm just greeting you. I don't know what's so funny.
No, I like it. I like
it.
Hi. Hey. Hi. Oh my god, that's hilarious. Yeah. I got John Federico album in my hand right now. Like, you've listened to some of his tracks, right?
Oh, yeah, I've listened to all of them.
Yeah, would you probably pick which one, a couple of your favorite one, and we'll probably play some, probably like, I'll tell you what's my favorite one. And now we're going to have a fight. John Federico's probably up, and he's. I'll tell you which one's my favorite. No, you tell me which one's yours. I'll tell you which one I like the most.
I don't know if it's because it's the first song he ever played for us.
Yeah.
Or it's a good song anyway, but Fools Like Us has always been my favorite from him. he's got a lot of good stuff. Yeah. The whole CD it's just a great listen from
really
start
good.
To finish.
Different stuff too, eh?
Yeah.
Each song's quite different, eh? It's kind of like different.
Yeah. But people like it.
I like it.
I was like, people at work.
John Federico, I'm sorry to say, I gotta be honest. My mother said you always gotta be honest. I think that's why she called me Honest Abe. But, John Federico, I don't like your CD. I don't like it. I love it. That's the difference, man. I love it. There's a big difference. But, but which one of those songs is your favorite, would you say?
Yeah, I'd say Fools Like Us, the opening track on the CD.
Okay, so introduce it and play it. We'll listen to Fools Like Us.
Yeah. to run and not be rushed. But love falls fast on fools like us. The end of one story begins another. You and me, girl, we're hotter than summer. And you want to run and not be rushed. But love falls fast on fools like us.
Wow, 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 John Federico, John Federico, what did you think about it, my main man, Kyle Cardigan?
I love it. I always enjoy that one.
Yeah, man, I love it. I love the, for me, I like the, he has good bass ability, man.
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows he's a great bassist. You see him on stage with, I would really like it if he got more exposure as a singer and a songwriter, and that's why I think people should just go out and pick up the CD.
Pick out the CD, listen to the station.
Yeah.
We'll give him some exposure for sure. I'm going to play my favorite song on this. Guess which one it is, too. We're going to play a guessing game, folks. I'll tell you, any time with DJ Abe, it's all fun in the morning.
Oh, I don't know.
Guess.
What's your favorite
one? My favorite one. Like this, I like a lot. A lot of his songs, I like all of them, right? But my favorite one,
I guess, is it a no? What you think?
You think so?
Yeah, maybe.
Guys, my favorite one in this. You have to guess.
I was thinking, know what you think.
You really think so?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what you think. I don't know what you think.
Okay, know what you think is what you think. So, well, folks, you guys are gonna know. I'm gonna play along. It's my favorite song on this is I'm confused too. Know what you think.
Contemplate your future. Your life is here and now. That's what you nurture. Don't contemplate your past.
don't contemplate your future. Your life is here now, that's what you nurture. Take the time to free your mind and let it flow. From the depths of what's real, it's the essence of your soul. It's not your head that frets and toils on your back. Silly woes. You know what I think. You know what you think. You don't need to think. You know what I think. You know what you think. You don't need to think, no. You just need to know. So don't contemplate your past. Don't contemplate your future. Your life is here and now, that's what you nurture. Don't contemplate your past. Don't contemplate your future. Life is here and now, that's what you nurture. You know what I think. No, know what you think. Don't let your mind run away with your thoughts all day. Like you're gonna go insane. Time to free your mind and let it flow. From the depths of what's real, it's the essence of your soul. It's not your head that frets and toils on your past. Silly woes. You know what I think.
Thank you.
Well, folks, we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Hi.
That's hilarious stuff. Yeah, you know, based on Carl, yeah, that was which one that we just listened to right now?
What that song was that last one was Duty, Honor, and Respect.
Duty, Honor, and Respect. Duty. Yeah. You know what? Why is that so funny?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah? Okay. So I heard you're part of a band, right? You're going to be part of a band. You're part of a band. You started doing your first gig or something.
Yeah.
And the guy who we just listened to is part of that band or something. I'm confused. I don't know what's...
Yeah, I've kind of formed a band of some kind right now, and it does include John Federico, who we just listened to.
John Federico!
And Tiger Bauer, who plays the drums.
Tiger Ball?
Bauer.
Bauer, yeah, Bauer.
Yeah, he plays quite a few instruments. He plays a bit of bass, bit of guitar.
Yeah, and that Tiger Ball, does he at the end of the, when you guys play, at the end of the gig, does he say, "We're great"?
I'm certain he's never heard that one before.
Yeah.
I don't know about that, but I kind of want some cereal right now.
I don't blame you, man. You're looking at the guy who's been here for like 9 hours.
No, he's a good guy. I mean,
I could tell, man. If you could see, you're great. You must be a great guy.
So we actually play D&D together too.
Oh.
So we've just started a D&D campaign, and him and his girlfriend are involved in that.
D&D, what's that?
Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that a game?
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Computer game or PS3 game or?
No, it's actually a really old game that goes back to 1974.
74.
And it's a game you play on. It's a tabletop game.
Tabletop game.
It's a pretty much you take control of a character you create, and you go through like a fantasy world.
Fantasy world.
Yeah, doing quests and stuff like that.
Doing quest?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great.
In a fantasy?
Yeah.
Oh. Sounds interesting.
It is. I like it.
It sounds good. Anything like fantasy and stuff like that. Yeah, that's pretty good. It reminded me of that. I don't know if you used to watch the show Dungeon and Dragon.
The cartoon?
The cartoon.
Yeah. That's what it's based on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Then I got to play one day.
Oh, yeah. We play it on every second Thursday. So.
Yeah.
Maybe one of these days we'll get you down there.
I hope so. Oh, we'll probably play it live on the radio.
That'd be interesting. There are actually some podcasts where people record their games and they put them online, and they're pretty interesting. If not for the entertainment value of the people interacting, it tells a cool story too.
Oh yeah, I believe so. Yeah, the Dungeons and Dragons thing. I remember I was a fan of that. Watching that as a kid a lot of times. Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Was Barney a dragon or a dinosaur?
I think he was a dinosaur.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just trying to think. Sometimes I get confused. I get confused sometimes. Hi.
Sorry, bro. I'm a bad influence. I already know
that. No, that's hilarious. That is very funny. I know funny.
I'm just greeting you. I'm just saying hi.
Boo. Oh man, funny! It's so much fun here on CITR 101.9 FM. Listening to the show. Good morning, my friends. And I asked this before. Also, you know, based on like a lot of musicians out there, right? Is there any also musicians around the scene that like that you know like really really intrigues you or like you really like the stuff?
Oh, it's there are so many. I mean, you get people these days who are always like, oh, there's no good music out there. It's, all you got to do is look around your neighborhood.
Yeah.
There are amazing musicians out there.
Yeah.
And musicians and artists. I mean, people, not only just people who play music, but people who pour themselves out and really invest into their craft and at the same time make something entertaining for people. So it's out there. And like, there's like John Federico, who we've been just listening to. There's Sinead Sanders, another person we met at the open mic that I was running. There's a Corey Hawthorne. He's a local. He does country music, and his was up for like a Canadian Country Award. And it's like, yeah, you just got to go out there and find it. You guys find out where the open mics are.
Yeah,
go and you know, have a seat and listen. It's usually free, and it's just, I have found it to be such a blessing just to be in the same room as these people.
Yeah, because
they're so talented, and okay, it inspires me to just keep going.
I'll tell you about this. You know who I was thinking about? That's really really good. But I don't know that much about music and stuff like that, right? What about Goski?
Oh, Goski's good. Yeah, he's a regular who frequents the Wired Monk on Saturdays at 7:30. He does a lot of acoustic stuff. It's very dynamic, and it's something I can't imagine myself doing.
Yeah. Well, what about that comic? I see him sometimes in the mirror. Abraham.
No, oh, I know him, yeah.
Yeah?
The radio thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Met him at an open mic.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's weird. So,
I mean, I get to hear great music and great comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, make some friends at the same time.
I hope so. You know? I'll tell you about this. We're gonna play a song, and right after we're gonna play a very short song. You know what? We're gonna play the last song on the song I was saving for anyone out there. You could probably introduce us.
You know, sure.
Hi. That's funny stuff, man. I tell you that right now. I know funny. That's funny. Nah, I'm not even kidding, man. That's funny, man. I could do it all day.
I'm just greedy,
you Kyle.
I know. I do that all the time.
Boo.
Well, I'm four. Okay, so I find it funny.
I find it funny too.
We skipped the third track on the EP. It's called The Birthday Song, I think it's appropriately titled. It's not Happy Birthday, but it's really a song that goes out to anybody. If it's your birthday out there, this one goes out to you. This one goes out to Kate Mulgrew, who played Captain Janeway on Star Trek Voyager, actually. And anybody else whose birthday it is today, or anybody else who complains about just being old, this song is for you.
Just being old. I'm getting there, man. I'm moving on up. But,
hi.
Okay. yeah, here it goes, folks. Thank you so much for listening. And before I play that song, because I'm going to have that song, can you tell people one more time where they can see you? Can you tell about how they could get a track of your CD? And, you know, can you tell them a little information of how they could listen to your stuff?
Well, you can find me at kylecardigan.com.
SoundCloud.
There's a contact sheet there. You can listen to some of my demos on SoundCloud. So that's soundcloud.com/KyleCardigan. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm usually tweeting to the twits about where I'm going to be, say, if I'm doing an open mic. But really, all your source for all things Kyle Cardigan, KyleCardigan.com, really. And stay tuned because the CD is going to be available for download and I'll be shipping them out as well. So
yeah, thanks so much for you got any more to say?
Oh, I'm okay.
You sure, my man?
Oh, I think that's about it. That about wraps it up.
Can I just say one thing to you right now? Hi.
Hi.
Yeah. Thanks so much for spending time with us this morning. And I think that's it, folks. DJ Abraham signing off with Kyle Cardigan. And catch you guys next week. Right now, can you introduce that last song?
It's the birthday song.
For anyone out there that's their birthday, here it goes for my main man, Kyle Cardigan.
Let's see a smile on that wrinkled face of yours. After all, it's your special day. We're here to celebrate the day that you were born, and also your ongoing decay. You seem kinda grumpy, but I understand. Please latch around, the sun has made you tired. Just keep trucking, there'll be plenty time to rest after your body has expired. Another spin around the sun, another year in the past. Your age is getting harder to fake. There's no knowing if this birthday is your last, so enjoy it and have a piece of cake. So somebody says you look younger every day. I can't believe they'd lie to your face. Don't try to fight it, 'cause everyone grows old. You may as well do it with some grace. Another spin around the sun, another year in the past. Your age is getting harder to fake. There's no knowing if this birthday is your last, so enjoy it and have a piece of cake. So life's passing you by and you're running out of time. Well, on this I'd place all my bets. If you live, laugh, and love at least a little every day, you'll kick the bucket with minimal regrets. Another spin around the sun, another year in the past. Your age is getting harder to fake. There's no knowing if this birthday is your last, so enjoy it and have a piece of cake. There's no knowing if this birthday is your last, so enjoy it and have a piece of cake.
Peace, God, the whole of them. In five of them, and them a cause problems. Chop it.